Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino, one of the pastors here. It's a great opportunity and privilege to continue our sermon series called Awesome God. And what we're trying to communicate here, that our God is awesome. He's powerful. There's none like him. He parts seas. He raises people from the dead. And he's a mighty, powerful God. Pastor Nathan kicked off last week by understanding that God has nature. God has character when he encounters people. And he encountered a man by the name of Moses. And Moses knew him as the great I am, the great deliverer, the God that does mighty and great acts. Today, we're going to look at a scripture verse in Judges chapter 6, very familiar, about a man by the name of Gideon. And God showed up in Gideon's life, and he became known to Israel as Jehovah Shalom. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, in these brief moments today, God, I would ask that you would open our hearts, open our minds to receive your word in Jesus' name. You know, God is a powerful God. God is a God of intimacy. And he wants us to know him in a fresh new way. And so here it is in Judges chapter 6. God has shown up once again on behalf of the children of Israel. See, Israel had this tendency to fall out of faith. And when they would fall out of faith, they would cry out to God. And God being merciful, God being kind, God being loving would always come and rescue them. And so here it opens up in Judges chapter 6. It says this, that Israel was doing evil in the sight of the Lord. And what that meant was they've fallen away from God again, and now they're worshiping a false god by the name of Baal. And so God has to get their attention. God allows oppression to come to them through the people called the Midianites. And the Midianites, man, these people were ruthless. They'd come in, steal their cattle, steal this, steal that. And it's to the point where they became afraid, scared, and ran and hid in caves. And so God, being merciful and kind, loving, he wanted to rescue his people. He heard their cry. What did he do? Before God delivers anybody, he always sends a prophet. And he sends this prophet to the children of Israel to begin to prepare their hearts to turn back to him, to turn back to him. And you know what? What's amazing is God is not just going to allow people to stay where they are. He wants to bring intimacy, bring a deep relationship with him, but also he wants to show who he is in his nature, that he's mighty, that he's powerful, and that he's loving. And so here it is, they're in great distress. They're hiding in caves. Not only is it a national distress, but it also becomes a personal distress by a man by the name of Gideon. And so here it is. We're going to start in Judges chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 11. It says this, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree in Ophrah and belonged to Joash, an Abiezrite, and where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Verse 13, "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us, given us into the hand of the Midian." Verse 14, "The Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in strength. You have to save Israel out of the Midian's hands. And am I not sending you?' 'Pardon me, my Lord,' Gideon replied, 'but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family.' The Lord answered, 'I will be with you, and you will strike all the Midianites, leaving none alone.' Gideon replied, 'If now I found favor in your eyes, give me a sign.'" Now there is a problem. Give me a sign. He's sitting there talking to the angel of the Lord. But you know what? God is willing to do what he needs to do to reconnect with his people. And so he tells Gideon to do this. Go ahead, create this burnt offering. Bring it to me. Gideon runs away. He grabs the goat. He grabs the broth. He grabs the bread. He brings it back and he puts it down on this rock. And the angel of the Lord, being merciful and gracious, touches it with his staff and consumes the offering. Gideon is blown away by this. And this is our money line in verse 24. It says this, so Gideon built an altar there and called it the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Orpha of the Abarazites. The amazing thing about this, in this situation, is that God is commissioning Gideon to do something great. But not only is he bringing peace, this word we're talking about, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. This word shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken. He wants to restore a relationship that has been broken because of the sin cycle pattern that Israel has fallen into. And God is saying, not only am I going to restore my relationship with you, but I'm also going to bring my people back together as well. And so here, my thing is this. The first thing I wanted to realize is that God sees you before you can see what you can do. God sees you before what he can see what you can do. And what do I mean by that? The name Gideon. Gideon means hewer. God was speaking to him and saying, I'm going to use you to go into the camp and you're going to tear down these false idols. You're going to tear down this idol of Baal. You're going to cut it down, i.e. your name, meaning one to chop down. I see greatness in you and I'm getting ready to pull it out of you. You may feel small. You may feel weak today, but there's a God in heaven who sees greatness down inside of you. And here it is. He's pulling this greatness out of Gideon and Gideon's making up all these excuses. But what about this, Lord? And what about that, Lord? And God says, I'm not worried about that. I know what I put it inside of you. And you know, out there right now, you may feel less than. You may feel like, man, my clan is the weakest or this, that, and the other. But there's a God in heaven who believes nothing but the best in you. And he wants to use you to go do some great things, to bring peace, to bring that shalom into your house, into your family, and into your city. You know, the first point I want to make is this, is God wants to bring peace of mind. See, Gideon and the people forgot the Lord, their God. And there's something that happens when you forget the Lord, your God. Now you're thinking of other things. The Bible says this in Isaiah 26:3, you keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. The reason they're in distress is because they forgot who God is. The reason they're in distress is because they forgot the promises of God. The reason they're in distress is because when they walked away from God, they walked away from his promises. They walked away from his covering. They walked away from his protection. They walked away from the things that God had called them to stay in contact with. Once again, we're talking about shalom. We're talking about ultimate peace. We're talking about true restoration with the living God. And that's not there. And their minds are being tormented because every minute they got to look to the left and they got to look to the right and they got to look back and they got to wonder, are the Midianites going to strike? Are they going to come and take our cattle? Are they going to come and take our food? What are they going to do? But you know, there's a God in heaven. And even in the midst of our flawed nature, even in the midst of us walking away from him, he's merciful, he's gracious, he's kind, and he's loving. And he wants to remind Gideon, you know what? I've never left you and I've never forsaken you. I've been there the whole time. And you know, there's moments right now coming out of 2020. Maybe you felt that God wasn't there. And maybe you felt that, man, his presence was gone. Maybe you felt you were going to lose your mind. But God is here to bring peace to you. That true, genuine shalom to your house. Shalom to your mind so that you can rest assured that he's faithful and he'll bring what he's going to bring to pass in your life and in my life as well. You know, God not only takes care of our mind in these situations, because not only do we wrestle with things in our mind, we wrestle with those other things that'll come out of our mind. Will God provide? Will God meet our needs? You know, the Bible says this in Deuteronomy 8:18, that God gives you and I the ability and the power to gain wealth. It is God that provides. It is God that takes care of. Even as their sheep were being stolen, even as things were being taken away from them, God was still right there to care for his people because he's a loving, kind God. And I'm here to tell you today, God is still in the business of taking care of you and I in 2021. He's right here. He's right now. He's loving you. He's not going to let you fall. He's going to keep you in his palm of his hand to make sure that he makes a way out of no way. You know, I know it's been difficult. And our minds can run and forget how mighty and how awesome our God is. But God is an intimate God. And the one thing I love about Gideon, the thing that he did after he had this encounter, is that he was obedient to take that step, to go do what God had called him to do. You know, sometimes when we think about resources and finances, God is challenging you and I, even in 2021, to take a step of faith. Don't be afraid to tithe. Don't be afraid to give. Don't be afraid to sow seed. Don't be afraid to put God to the test in this area, because I promise you this, God will show up in such a way to let you know that he's the God of peace and that he's got you, that he's got you. You know, our mind is a battlefield. And we're always wondering, man, what's around the corner? You know, we have stress when it comes to, you know, the social injustice. Is this going to break out again? You know, we saw something happen last week when with the whole Capitol situation, and fear gripped the nation once again, and we called a prayer call. You know, what's amazing is that we don't have to be afraid. We can be at peace, because the Bible says in Psalms 91, it says this in verses 10, it says, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. You know, God protects his people. He's not going to leave you or I alone to defend ourselves. Even with the best technology, we can have all the things to try to protect us, but there's an angel, there's a God that protects his people. And you need to have peace of mind knowing that God is going to take care of you and take care of your family in 2021. You know, many of us have children that we have to send in and out of school, and we're afraid about that. Maybe you and I have to go to work into the city or different places, and we're afraid about that. This thing, COVID, is running around, and it's still there, and it's not a joke. It's real, and it's wiping people out. But I know this. He said no plague or no disaster will come near your tent or your dwelling. You know, even though we do our part, God is on a mission to do his part and to show himself strong. So please, if you hear anything I say today, bring peace in your mind. God has got you. God has got you. You know, one theologian said this, God is the one who brings calm where there's chaos, stability where there's struggle. Those who trust in him find comfort and calm in the midst of the worst storms, struggles, and battles. Peace in the midst of the storm. You know, there's people out there right now, you can't even lay your head down at night because of the tormenting things that the enemy is sending your way through this thing and that thing and the other thing. But I'm here to tell you, God cares deeply about your sleep and your rest and your well-being. Allow Jehovah Shalom to show up in your house, in your circumstance, in your situation, and bring the peace that you need, that peace of mind. You know, the one thing I realize also is that, you know, wherever God is, his presence is with him. And that was one of the things that the children of Israel was lacking, was that presence, because when he brings his presence, he brings his peace. And that's what we need in this season of our life, the presence of God, the peace of God in our lives, to calm the storms that are raging internally, those things that are rumbling around, pulling us away, bringing fear, bringing doubt, bringing unbelief. No, we need peace in this hour. My second part is peace of heart. You know, when the heart is attacked, when all of a sudden the Bible says that when with a hope deferred makes the heart sick, when you feel hopeless, when you feel like, man, where is God? Is anything going to change? Man, I woke up and I thought when the ball dropped in 2021, man, the light switch was going to come on and we were going to go back to the normal. But you know what? It ain't happening. We got to embrace God and understand that he's taking us on a journey, and we got to allow him to do some things inside of our heart. Why the heart? Because with the heart, one believes. One believes. You know, Gideon's heart, I guarantee you, when the Lord began to deal with him and say, man, you're getting ready to have to go and do some things. Man, he was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I put my hope and trust in, man, I'm in a cave. I'm over here in the wine press. I'm over here doing these things. And all of a sudden you're telling me that you want to use me to go do something great. Not me, man. Find somebody else, because that's not who I am. But God is coming to challenge the heart in this hour. And reason he's challenging the heart is this, is because he wants to know, do you believe him and do you believe his word? The Bible says this in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what do I mean by that? We now have God dwelling inside of us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we as children of God, sons and daughters of God, have the right to call back the promises of God to him. Just like the children of Israel were in covenant relationship. And when they were walking upright, when there was wholeness, when there was complete shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, they had the ability to call back the promises of God when turmoil broke out in their life. And you today have the right as children of the Most High God in Jesus Christ, our high priest, to be able to call back and stand on the promises of God when things begin to get rocky, things that begin to get tough, when things begin to shake and quake. You have the ability now to speak the promises and say, Lord, you said, Lord, you said. And there's something about grabbing hold of the promises of God in our lives. Because I have to have something greater, something bigger, something stronger to anchor my soul when things are breaking loose, things are shaking loose. I have to have the promises of God. And what it says is that I have to go back and remember what the Lord my God has done. That's why he sent a prophet before he sent the deliverer, because he had to remember that they had to go back and remember who the Lord their God is and what the Lord their God is capable of doing. And you and I have to be able to go back and look over 2020, and we have to be able to see the right hand of God bringing us out of dark, difficult, deceiving situations. We have to remember, man, there's no way my rent could have been paid, but God came through. There's no way that I couldn't have had COVID, but God came through. There's no way that I was able to pay tuition, but God came through. There's no way that I could have had a child in the midst of all this craziness, but God came through. Man, there's something about remembering that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. And as you look at this picture of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And now what I want to say is we have a high priest who we call the Prince of Peace. And this Prince, Jesus, wants to invade your life in 2021 in a fresh new way. The Bible says this in John 14:27, peace I live with you and my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. See, the world's peace isn't going to allow you to lay your head down at night. The world's peace isn't going to give you what it is that only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can give you. This shalom we're talking about. We're talking about this peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's what's going on in our nation. There's stuff that we don't understand, but we have to understand that we have a God who is sovereign, who is mighty, who is in control. He's not up in the heavens scared because of what's going on down here with this pandemic. No, he's leading well. He's covering us well. And this peace that he's talking about, he wants to be in your life. He wants you to lay your head down at night and know that you know that you know that God has you, that he has your family, that he has your job, that he has the future in the palm of his hand. He's got you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Once again, we're talking about the peace of a heart. Peace in my heart, man. I want to be able to just let it go and trust the living God in this season. You know, peace is the opposite of fear because it provides perspective and encourages to build confidence in us. When we need to build confidence, it inspires courage. And the first, it also causes us to trust in the power of God. And so where are you today with this tension? Are you fearful? Or are you full of peace? Because when you're full of peace, and this peace that I'm talking about gives you the courage and the ability to confront things and do things that God is calling you to do. You know, Gideon had to get up and go cut those statues, those poles, these idols down. And they didn't stop there because the Midianites came to camp and wanted to do battle. And I promise you, and I know that fear gripped that man because it said it did. He said, I need another sign to know that you are with me. And you know, there's times out there where you'll throw up a prayer, Lord, if it's your will, then do this and do that. But I love about our God is he's a God that'll call your bluff and he'll call my bluff. Okay, I'll do this and I do that. Now you go do and what I told you to do and go be who I called you to be and walk in the boldness and in the confidence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's all these sayings about peace. Shalom. Wherever his presence is, there his peace will be. And my third point is this, is peace to succeed. Peace to succeed. And what I mean by that, there's things that God is going to call you and I to participate in. And we're going to be fearful to participate in these things because this year in 2021, as a church, we're calling ourselves into discipleship. And discipleship is messy. Discipleship is that one-on-one going in, unearthing foundations, you know, talking about things that may be uncomfortable about who the true one and only living God is, talking about repentance and faith and baptism in water and all these other things that may be terrifying to communicate to other people, bringing it to the head, saying that this God that we serve, Jehovah, you know, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom, the all-powerful sovereign God, he's the God that we serve, not these other gods. And that's going to be confrontational. Maybe God's calling you to start a connect group in 2021. And maybe you're timid and you're afraid to do that. But I'm here to tell you, God is going to give you the peace to succeed. I'm not allowing God this year not to wreck shop in my life. I've thrown my hands up during this time of fasting and prayer. And my prayer's been this. Lord Jesus, have your way. Not my will, but your will. And whatever it is you put on my plate, whatever it is you're calling me to be, whatever it is you're calling me to do, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In 2021, yes, Lord. Peace to succeed. Why is it important to know that God is going to cause you to succeed? Because before Gideon was able to go do what he needed to do, he needed to know that God was with him. And once he found out God was with him, he was ready to go do battle. He was ready to go do the things that he needed to do. The Bible says this in Romans 8:31, if God be for me, who or what can be against me? You know, there's a lot of things out there that may be holding you back from being and doing what God has called you to be and do as a man or woman of God. But I promise you this, this God by the name of Jehovah Shalom, he's able to come in and bring peace in your life and get behind you and give you what you need in order to go be and do the things that he's calling you to do. He's for you. He's for your marriage. He's for your children. He's for your job. He's for your ministry. God is for us, and he's going to give you and I the peace that we need and show us exactly that he's with us to go and do those things. Man, I'm so excited for 2021, a year of discipleship, a year to go minister the love of Jesus right here in our city, a city that needs peace. A city that is broken and definitely needs the shalom of God in it to bring it back to what it's called to be with God and with others. And I want to close with this. In 2 Thessalonians 3:16, it says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times If you're behind that camera right now, if you're home in your apartment, say all. See, this God wants to give you peace at all times, because whatever God is calling you to do, he wants his presence to be involved in it. He wants to be there right beside you. He wants to send you and use you just like Gideon. Peace. And so my prayer is this. As Gideon went and did battle, and you know the story, 300 men overcame thousands of others. Why is that? It's because God, at the end of the day, wanted to get all the glory. He wanted to get all the glory. And in 2021, I'm asking God to get all the glory. All the glory. No matter how he uses me, and no matter how he uses you, at the end of the day, we got to go back and say, God, you get all the praise, and you get all the glory, and you get all the honor. Jehovah Shalom. Right now, maybe you need Jehovah Shalom. Maybe you need the Lord to be peace in your life. And when we're talking about that word Lord, we're talking about the Lord of the universe, the Lord of all, which means he's the master, he's the boss, and you got to bring all the stuff that you got going on in your life into this realm of peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You know, Jesus being our high priest, he wanted to bring us back in fellowship with the Lord, our God. And I know that's what you need today, and that's what I need today, a fresh touch from God, a fresh connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if that's you, you can text Jesus to 844-962-3110, and someone will connect with you. You know, there's a God in heaven that's waiting to invade your life. There's a God in heaven who wants to restore and bring the peace that you need in 2021 so that you can live the life that you're called to live. We're talking peace of mind. We're talking about peace in your heart. And we're talking about peace that you can go succeed knowing that God is with you. Let me pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this peace. I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. And God, whatever is broken in people's lives out there, whatever is missing in people's lives out there, I thank you that you're able to restore it. Just like Gideon and the children of Israel, people may be fearful and angry and scared, not knowing what to do, but all they have to do is turn back to you. Turn back to you, Jesus. Surrender their lives. And let the peace of God rule and reign in their hearts, minds, and soul. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you, and may his face shine upon you, and may he keep you. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.